Yeah, I would say positive. First of all, I think he's been very good with his returner mechanics, which is what we talked about, I think, when we signed him. I think he's been very decisive in his decisions. And, you know, he's shown a little bit of juice. He's got a little bit more juice than probably he had at the end of preseason. His legs are a little fresher. So we'll see. Hopefully it keeps going the way it is right now, and hopefully we can get some open space for him. Yeah, maybe. I don't think there was a lot of decision-making the other day as far as when the ball was going to come out, because it was about at least 9 deep, maybe 11 deep a lot of times. So there wasn't a ton of decisions. But I think he's done a good job of making the decisions, and you know, hopefully we can continue to build on it and get some positive things going these next four games. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really talked about since the Tampa game. I keep hearing about these tough punts, but he had one bad punt, the second to the last one. The next one, I mean, you're crazy if you think that's bad. I mean, you get it off and you get it out of bounds. That's just my opinion. So, I mean, he did exactly what I told him to do. So I think, you know, I've seen that ball come back. And, you know, when they used the timeout and they didn't have any more, that allowed us to do that because we drained it all the way down to 20 seconds, I believe. So they get the ball on the 30-yard line. They got to go whatever it is to try to win the game. And it would have been hard to do. So, you know, when the timeout was not used or the timeout was used, we were able to punt the ball that way. If it wasn't, and we end up having a minute, then he's got to try to flip the field and go from there. I mean, I think Pat's had a good year, to be honest with you. I think what's happened is, you know, he had the bad play in Carolina. That's it. And that had nothing to do with Pat O'Donnell, I can tell you that. That was a great punt. So that's what's, unfortunately, that one play has really brought his net down. And, you know, you take that out, it's a different story. Love him. I got a lot of respect for him. He was really starting to ascend when I was there. I think he averaged like 16 yards that year when I left. And then, you know, last year he goes off. He had a great year. And then this year he's doing continuing to do the same thing. I got a lot of respect for him. He's a very, very tough kid. He's not only made himself into a great returner, but he's made himself into a tough special teams player too. I mean, he makes coverage plays. He's a guy that is what I call a game wrecker. You gotta take care of him. And then they have the other two specialists that were there when I was there also, the punter, Chris Jones, and then Bailey. Both those guys I've got a lot of respect for. I got a lot of respect for a lot of people in that organization. There's a lot of good people in that organization. They want to win football games, and they're doing a good job. It's going to be a challenge for us.